Very special guest in studio with us this morning. Holly Schreyer from Mission JC joins us, and we're going to talk about, Holly, I want to call it the triumphant return of Mission JC's Day of Service. Welcome.
Thank you very much. We're looking forward to it.
It's a pleasure to have you. Give us a quick breakdown. 2 years, no day of service. What happened?
Well, this year we are happy to be able to bring back Mission JC, an annual day of service across our community that involves hundreds of volunteers fanning out representatives from 11 churches that combine to serve our community for a morning on Sunday, April 24th.
So what caught my eye on this was the red T-shirts everybody's going to wear. And since I've been in Missouri for about 20 minutes, it seems, give us background there.
Well, you'll be able to easily identify us by our red T-shirts that say Mission JC. If you volunteer and you don't have one, we can fix you up that morning.
Now, Holly, let's talk about some of the different things that the volunteers will be doing. You know, they're going to be doing all kinds of different projects. What are some of the projects that the volunteers will be doing?
There are 34 different projects and something for everyone, we like to say. From young to old, bring your kids along. They can participate, too. There are indoor projects for those of us that would prefer to be baking cookies for firefighters and first responders, delivering them Sunday morning, to landscaping outside, planting hundreds of bushes and trees at our new city park on Adrian's Island.
Holly, are there any tasks indoor or outdoor that might be of particular need right now? Because my understanding is you've got some volunteers signing up. It sounds like a good turnout's expected, but is there any one area that's tougher to get staff?
There are a couple of them, actually. We are looking for people for some indoor projects. If you're handy with construction, St. Nicholas Academy has some demolition that needs to be done. There is also painting at our elementary schools that still have some slots. And we are making blankets for the Miracles for Margaret Foundation. And they're easy tie blankets. Anyone can do them. Those are going to be shipped to special needs children, not only at local hospitals, but also in the Ukraine this year for the first time.
Oh, we're very familiar with Miracles for Margaret, that's for sure. Now, maybe somebody is hearing about this for the very first time. Holly, what's the best way to sign up to volunteer for this Sunday?
It is so easy, Erin. You just go to our website at missionjc.org. That will give you not only all the background and the information and the various projects, but there will be a link at the top. Click on volunteer, and then you'll be able to see the various projects and just enter your name and email address, and you're all ready to go.
Holly, before we wrap things up, I wanted to hit on one other dynamic that I thought was very cool, because it's one thing to volunteer for kind of a traditional effort like this, but in this case, I understand families can actually sign up together and work together.
That's exactly right, Chris. We encourage you to bring your children along for the day of service. There are many activities that they enjoy doing, the landscaping. There are some simple cleaning tasks that need to be done, weeding, and also the baking cookies is always a favorite.
Holly, if you would, give us that sign-up information one more time quickly.
MissionJC.org.
Holly Schreyer with Mission JC Day of Service. It is back, and it's coming up Sunday, correct?
That's right, April 24th.
Holly, thank you very much. We will continue to get the word out. We appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thank you.